Operating Corporation.
It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State Area's new radio talk show featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today's guest on Between the Minutes is Wilfredo Will Rojas, a graduate of Temple University Real Estate Institute and longtime Philadelphia community and labor activist and director of community justice and outreach for the Philadelphia prison system. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having me here and my colleague.
It's nice to have you with us today. Is it okay if I call you Will?
Yeah, I understand people are linguistically challenged, so I don't mind Will. As a matter of fact, I promote it.
Okay, no problem. And our other guest today is, I lost it. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Derek Jackson, and I work with Wilfredo here and at a home real estate development company.
And that's NARAB?
NARAB, that's another title I have. I got a couple titles. I'm a broker at a home real estate, and I'm also the local board president for the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, known as NARAB.
Okay. Tell me a little bit, Will. I see that you're presently an independent contractor with home real estate on Temple University campus. What is that?
Well, what that means is, let me just give you a trajectory of how I got there. First of all, I worked at Community Legal Services, a paralegal, for 10 years, and I worked in the housing unit. I also worked at Kensington Allegheny, where I was able to save a lot of homes that were being foreclosed on. And I'm going back to the 1970s and 1980s. A lot of people were losing their homes then. The economy is not only bad now, the economy was bad then.
I remember the 1970s.
We saved a lot of homes. We saved a lot of homes in the Fishtown and the Kensington communities. And I decided that my passion was to help people. And when I moved into my present neighborhood of Fishtown, I saw the housing boom. And I said, there's something going on here. And I wanted to put myself out there as an individual that would help people realize the American dream. And that dream being homeownership. Homeownership in Philadelphia and surrounding communities of Philadelphia. And that's how I came about becoming a realtor, going to the Temple Real Estate Institute, taking the examination, and then becoming a licensed salesperson in Pennsylvania.
So are you just a realtor, or are you associated with Temple University in some way?
I attended the Temple University Real Estate School to prepare to take my real estate examination at the state level.
Okay, gotcha. Now, you said you helped a lot of people in the 70s and now on saving their homes. What's the difference between the 1970s and now? I mean, we had this huge real estate bubble that crashed, and in the 70s, it was just the economy that died. I even remember the WIN program, which is, something economy. It was supposed to be some snappy little thing about the economy. But what's the difference?
Well, what's interesting is, first of all, we had 8 years of Ronald Reagan when the economy hit bottom, and we had a lot of people that were losing their jobs in Philadelphia, a lot of people that were losing their homes to foreclosure because they couldn't keep up the payment. I think that the difference between then and now is that over the course of the years, more and more people have become homeowners. And now, once again, it's coming full circle where people are beginning to face hard economic times, and a lot of people are beginning, once again, to not be able to make their payments on their mortgages, and they're beginning to lose their homes. The difference being that the banks have so much inventory right now that they really don't want those homes. They prefer to sell those homes rather than have to maintain them and pay for them and take the risk of the houses being vandalized and losing their values.
Okay. Now, you're a realtor, too.
Yes.
How are you seeing it?
Many different ways. Like Wilfredo said, there's a lot of inventory out there, a lot of houses for sale. So banks really don't want to have that kind of inventory in their portfolio. They want to get rid of it as fast as possible. And at the rate that they're foreclosing on houses creates even more inventory. So they really don't want to foreclose. So there's a lot of people losing their houses right now. And the main reason I see that people are losing their houses is due to the fact of the unemployment. A lot of people are underemployed or aren't employed as they were before. So they're not able to make those mortgage payments as they were. They're not deadbeats or they just don't want to pay. They just don't have the ability to pay. So there's a lot of that out there. And then, like you mentioned earlier, a little bit about NARAB. At NARAB, we do have a housing counseling division. So people can come to us at no charge, and we'll help them with their foreclosure situation.
Now, the history of NARAB is pretty interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. NARAB was founded in 1947. At one time, minorities could not become realtors. That's the big R symbol that you see on that everybody wears. Real estate agents, they're a realtor. So NARAB, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, was founded for minorities to have a place where they have a trade association. So as time passed, we were able to become realtors, but we were founded on the principle of democracy and housing. So we wanted to get everybody into a house, into some form of a home ownership. And that's the history of NARAB. And we have 90 chapters throughout the country, and Philadelphia has one of the largest chapters.
Wow. And you guys were formed in 1947?
Yes. The Philadelphia chapter actually predates NARAB. It was founded in 1935. So we were an organization before they even started a national organization. We had this the issue long before NARAB even was started.
And it's interesting that minorities were not allowed to become realtors, because realtor simply means that you belong to a national organization that has ethics involved in it. You have to adhere to some ethics that have been designed by the national organization.
I didn't know that. I thought realtors had all kinds of regulations and tests, and that it was very difficult to become a realtor. But you're saying it's not quite like that? It's not like becoming a medical doctor?
Kind of. You do have to take two classes and pass a state examination. But a realtor is a trade name. It's a trade group. So, and at NARAB, we call ourselves Realtists, which is the same thing as a trade name. And the Realtists is our trademark. Just like the Realtors is really a trademark. If you don't belong to the National Association of Realtors, you can't call yourself a Realtor.
Wow. Okay. Will, you know, if I was the owner of a lot of properties, what would be the best way to protect them?
You were the owner of a lot of protect them in which way?
I don't know. In any way.
Let's use a hypothetical example. If you were the owner of a lot of properties and you wanted to sell them, then you would go and search out a salesperson or a broker to put your properties up for sale. If you wanted to develop your properties, then you would probably rehab your properties and enter into an agreement to rent your properties and lease your properties to people who can pay the rents that you would agree to.
And you could still use a realtor to find people that would rent your property?
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM Philadelphia. I'm Pete Rodotti. We'll be right back after this station break.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540 WNWR Philadelphia.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Come on.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and live on the web at WNWR.com. Brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. We're going to jump right into Inside Your Computer and then return to our guests after the station break. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. Today's topic is social networks, especially the granddaddy of all social networks, Facebook. You may be confused about how social networks could be a threat to you beyond the fact that they contain a lot of personal information. A robber might be able to tell when you're on vacation or your home is empty. An identity thief may be able to get useful information about you, such as your birth date, assuming you supply that information. But since Facebook and other social networks all ask about your birth date, it's reasonable to believe that many people supply such information. No, there is a cleverer scam that crooks are using to make money with social networks. Once a crook has control of your account, they change the password so you can't get back in. They then post or use the chat systems to tell your friends that you're in a foreign country and have been robbed. They, masquerading as you, explain that you need money to buy an airline ticket home or some other such necessity. Friends and family respond, and each are gratefully accepted by the crook. They transfer money to the crook's account in your name in a foreign country. The money's never seen again. The same can't be said about the crook, who will pull this scam again and again. Facebook calls this the London scam, since many of the crooks claim that you're stuck in London. If you think somebody got into your account and you can still log in, change your password immediately. Change it to some random letters and numbers that cannot be guessed. You should also post on your wall that you think your account was stolen. Ask everyone if anyone contacted them claiming to be you. You may also want to do the same using emails, messages, or chat. Finally, if you can't get into your account, you will need help from Facebook. You can contact them via email at privacy@facebook.com. That's privacy@facebook.com. To not get stung in this type of scam, it's necessary to understand how they get your account to begin with. One of the most effective ways is by fraudulent email messages. You may also get requests to watch a funny video from friends on chat or Facebook messages. The video is actually installing a virus on your system. The email messages will have subject titles like, "You have notifications pending." "Julia Thomas sent you a message on Facebook." "Colette Baker sent you a message on Facebook." I've actually received these messages with these titles. The first tip off is that these were received in an email account that's not associated with my Facebook account. The second is that I don't know anyone named Julia Thomas or Colette Baker. Finally, I rested my cursor on one of the links in the message, and they pointed to websites that, while they appear to be Facebook, were not. Facebook is an example of a fake website that looks like Facebook as facebook.com.profile.php.id.335781.com. The secret here is that this is going to a website called 335781.com, not to Facebook. Facebook suggests that you look for a website address ending
in Facebook.com with no single forward slash to the left. If I had clicked on one of these links, they would have either directed me to a page that looked like Facebook and asked me to log in with my user ID and password or installed a virus on my system. Once you log into their fake Facebook site, they have your account and password, and you may never know that anyone got it. Facebook estimates that a crook can steal 2 million Facebook accounts in only 14 days. If you figure 2% of the accounts yield $1,500, then 2 million times 2% yields 40,000 victims for a total of $60 million. A good haul for 14 days of work. Actually, it is such good money that it has caused a division of labor within the crooks. There are those that specialize in the scam, and there are those that specialize in stealing accounts. VeriSign's iDefense Labs have noted a website that has 1.5 million stolen Facebook accounts for sale. The price is $25 for 1,000 accounts with 10 or less friends, and $45 for 1,000 accounts with 10 or more friends. It's estimated that one hacker alone has sold close to 700,000 Facebook accounts to other crooks. Facebook should not be singled out here. Their competitors also have the same problem, as does email services. It has been stated by Symantec that active user email accounts with passwords sell between $1 and $20 per account. Credit card or bank account information can sell to crooks for $15 to $850 each for quality accounts. How do you protect yourself? First, install and keep up to date a good antivirus program. I suggest the one sold by CyberSoft. You can get a free 30-day trial at their website of www.cyber.com. Next, be aware of what you're clicking on. Even a good antivirus program cannot protect you from entering your user ID and password into a fake site. Check the links before clicking using the method given here earlier. Finally, treat the internet as you would any bad neighborhood. Stay on your toes and keep alert. And wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. We'll be right back with today's guests on Between the Minutes, Radio 1540 AM, www.betweentheminutes.com.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of Town Watch Integrated Services, and Philadelphia needs you. We would like you to join the Town Watch Group or start a Town Watch Group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, the Philadelphia website, and put in Town Watch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you. The impact on the quality of life, and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Now back to more of Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. For the best in antivirus software security, www.cyber.com.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes on WNWR, 1540 AM, Philadelphia. Our guests are Wilfredo Will Rojas and Derek Jackson. And we're going to open up the phones if people want to call in. The numbers are 610-667-WNWR. In New Jersey, you can call toll-free at 877-667-WNWR. Again, in Pennsylvania, that's 610-667-WNWR. In New Jersey, 877-667-WNWR. So the lines are open. You can call in when you want. So I have a question now. What kind of government assistance programs are there for mortgages these days, Will?
I'm going to throw that over to the broker.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The main program everyone is using now is FHA, and FHA has been around for a long time. And so that most first-time home buyers are using FHA programs to buy houses, either the 203K or the regular 203B product, which is just a normal product, home buying product that people use to purchase houses.
And what's the difference between that and just a regular mortgage from the bank?
It is insured by the federal government. So if the person was to default on the mortgage, the federal government would come in and help out the mortgage company. But it's less stringent than the traditional conventional mortgage. They take in certain considerations for first-time home buyers, and a lot of people are using it right now.
And the when you put down your down payment, it's lower than on a conventional mortgage.
Okay. If you're a military person, are there any special programs available for them?
Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, those loans are guaranteed.
By who?
By the federal government.
Yeah. By the VA.
By the VA.
The VA Veterans Administration has a product, and they probably have one of the only 100% product. So they will give you 100% of the purchase price if you're a veteran or active military. So that's the only one out there really right now that's doing 100% financing.
Okay. I just want to remind everyone you're listening to Between the Minutes. I'm Pete Rodotti. And our dial-in number, one of the dial-in numbers in Pennsylvania is 610-617-96667. That's 9667. With all the government assistance programs available today, are there any programs to help somebody who's in trouble with their existing mortgage?
Absolutely. In Pennsylvania, we have one of the best housing finance agencies in the country, Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, and they have loans to help people that are behind in their mortgage. They will actually give you a low-interest loan to catch up on your payment, and they also have other different refinance products that would help you if you're in trouble right now. So if you're in trouble right now, you can contact a HUD-approved counseling agency or contact PHFA.
All right. We'll get back to you in a second to find out how they can contact them. We have our first caller, Carmen. Carmen, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome to Between the Minutes.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a quick question. Can you guys tell me what impact has the economic turndown had on the housing market, just in different parts of the neighborhood, different parts of the city, different neighborhoods?
Well, the Philadelphia Inquirer just recently released a study of not only the housing market but incomes in Philadelphia. And incomes are usually tied to the housing market. There's been a downturn in the market in some areas of the city of Philadelphia, but The areas in Center City and adjacent neighborhoods have actually where the income has gone up because you have a lot of people that are moving in from the suburbs into those communities, and the property values have gone up, and you see that you don't have foreclosures like you do in other areas of the cities. It's one of the areas in Philadelphia where 30% of the population resides, and the market is quite strong in terms of real estate.
Do you want to add anything, Derek?
Yes. Philadelphia wasn't hit that hard with the mortgage crisis as other states were, like Florida, Nevada, California. Prices on average probably went down about 6% across the board, but there's certain neighborhoods in Philadelphia, like Wilfredo just mentioned, that really haven't seen any dramatic price reduction or any price reduction. They're actually doing a little bit better than other parts of the country.
Wow. And I have a follow-up question. Where do you guys see the interest rates going within the next 6 or 7 months?
That's a very good question, because these interest rates, they went up over the last week or so without any reason that I know. The Fed has not moved the overnight borrowing rate, so I'm not sure why interest rates climbed up about a point over the last couple of weeks. They were down to about 4.75, between 4.75, and now they're up around 5. So I anticipate, this is just my opinion, I'm not an economist, but they should gradually go back down, because I didn't see a reason for the increase in interest rates lately.
And well, the other thing is that it's a buyer's market. The buyers right now are really running the market, and the interest rates that were being offered to the buyers were lucrative interest rates. But like Derek says, I see the interest rates as the economy gets better, and we foresee that it is going to get better. You're going to see your interest rates start to tick up again.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in to Between the Minutes.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. So if I wanted to buy a house in the city, and I do know other people that have moved into the city from the suburbs, they're mostly professionals. They want the all the excitement of being in the city, the convenience of being in the city. They want the arts. They want everything. What would I do to try to find, you know, the right home for me in the city?
Well, there's an interesting thing that has been happening over the last few years. Like you were saying before, the sites, the internet has become a place where a lot of people are going now for to look at homes, even before they contact and employ a realtor to represent them, either as a buyer's salesperson or the person who's going to help them sell their house. So they usually do their homework ahead of time. And a lot of these young professionals know what they're doing. So they go on the internet, they find their home, then they contact the realtor to make an offer on the property.
Okay. So basically it's still your own job to find out where you want to live. Then you get the realtor to refine it down.
Not necessarily. If you want the realtor to begin the MLS process, we have our own internet service where we can find the what they call the comparative market analysis of a particular neighborhood and a particular house. But there's other sites out there that are not sanctioned by our profession that has their own site set up.
Is there any danger in going to those sites?
No, not normally. A lot of our information that we put onto our own internal MLS, which is real estate professionals use a multiple listing service. It's MLS, here we talk all our jargon. They have realtor.com. There's a whole lot of different sites, but we syndicate that information. So we put it on one, goes on one website, goes on to another 30 websites. So there's no real harm going to those places. But I just want to add a little bit. You do really have to give some kind of direction where you might want to live when you're talking to friends. Like, I might want to live in South Philly, West Philly, Center City, whatever the case may be, and you need to give some sort of direction. We can help you find the house, but we just need some direction where you might want to go. So
it sounds like you get people who walk in and just say, "I want to buy a house in the city, but I don't know anything else."
Is that all the time? I want to buy a house. Where do I start? So then we have to guide them through the whole process. But normally they talk to their friends. They want to live near their mother. Or
and the other thing is, how much do you want to pay for a house?
That's a total different.
Well, that's pretty important.
And how much is the bank going to loan you to buy the house?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to break in a minute, but before we do that, how do our guests contact you off the show?
Okay. I'll give you my number. My number at Home Real Estate is 215-235-3737.
And a website?
Yes. It's Home Real Estate PA for like Pennsylvania.com.
And that was Derek Jackson. Will?
My number is 267-718-3266. That's my direct line.
And do you have a website?
It's WIL212@AOL.com.
Okay. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti from Between the Minutes. In this season of hope, when you want your gifts to really matter, there's one gift you can always count on to save the day. A donation to the American Red Cross of Southeastern Pennsylvania. When disaster strikes, when a neighbor's house burns down, offering a comfort of a helping hand, your local Red Cross is always there. To donate, go to redcrossphilly.org or call 215-299-4000.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes. Thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. Come on.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Back to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540. I want to remind everybody about our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/BTM Radio. That's Between the Minutes Radio. Kind of appropriate considering today's computer corner. So, Will, what do you see happening inside and outside the city? If you see people moving into the city from the suburbs, are there people in the city moving out to the suburbs?
Yeah. I see more and more people that are now have decided they want to raise a family, and they're moving out into the burbs, and they're moving over to New Jersey and Delaware. And a lot of retirees are beginning to leave the city.
How about the western suburbs, Montgomery County or northern Bucks County?
They're going out there also. And then there's a trend back the other way where people who don't want to do that long commute from Montgomery County into Center City are buying places closer to Center City where they work.
Derek, are you seeing that too?
Absolutely. The trend has always been for the family. When you want to start your family, that you go to the suburbs. There's a belief that the schools are better. In some cases, it's true that the schools are better in Montgomery County, Bucks County, and Chester County, those school districts out there. So people tend to move to those districts when they're starting a family. But as Wilfredo said, there's a lot of youth, a lot of younger people in their 20s and 30s, recent college graduates, that are coming back to the city. They lived out there most of their lives. Now they want the excitement of the city and the close proximity to their employment.
Well, I understand that. And there is a lot of things to do in the city that does not exist in the suburbs, you know, like Avenue of the Arts, the clubs, music opportunities. There's just, you know, a lot of things. Do you ever get anybody that says they want to be specifically near the Avenue of the Arts or the Art Museum or anything like that?
Yes. People do love the Art Museum area. It's very popular right now. A lot of Center City real estate is really popular with the rise of all the condos. We have a lot of condos available right now. So there's a lot of interest in some of those younger people getting to those condo buildings because they are really nice and they have great amenities, spas and pools and doormen and that kind of thing. So
I thought the big thing was you didn't have to mow the lawn.
That too. That too.
Will, are you seeing that something like that?
As a matter of fact, I made a sale of a home up in East Falls. They wanted $560,000. We represented the buyer. We finally settled the $500,000. East Falls, it's close to the Roxboro-Manayunk area. It's close to transportation, and the people that bought the house wanted to be able to jump in the car and drive right down to work as opposed to having to pay $20 in parking in Center City.
Well, yeah, that could be a big savings right there, not having to pay all that parking. I know that, you know, if I'm given a choice between parking and being on the street, I usually choose parking, you know, simply because I come back and my car's still there.
Parking Authority. It's the best. They're so organized here in Philadelphia, Parking Authority, so it's better to park in the lot.
Well, yeah, that's what I do. I like parking in the lots, and some of them are kind of fun, actually, because
it's like $20 for about a half an hour.
Well, yes and no. I usually know where to park for less than that. But some of them are actually fun. Instead of a person, which I miss. I miss having a person that I paid. They've got these little kiosk computer things. And the fun is trying to figure out how to get your money into it and get the ticket out. And it's just it's like pulling the lever on a casino machine. You know, it's just funny.
But you know one thing that's interesting that I see happening in neighborhoods? The role of the church. A lot of these churches, the new residents that are coming in are not really big churchgoers. Have you noticed that?
Well, I'm not in your business, so I wouldn't know. How about you, Derek? Have you noticed that?
I really don't get into the religion aspect of it because that's one of the things that we try to stay – we're supposed to stay away from by law. We can't get into, you know, those protected classes, religion, age, sex, creed, color, all that kind of stuff. So I tend to stay away from that. But as society is getting more secular, it's not as religious as it was. So I can see that being
– But if somebody said they wanted to be specifically as close as they could to and then mention a specific church or synagogue or something – I mean, you could accommodate them.
I could accommodate them.
We can't steer them, though.
I can show them houses in that area. That's where they want to live. But I couldn't advertise as near this church or synagogue or anything like that.
Wow. World really has changed, hasn't it? Okay. So are you, Will, seeing any other trends that are interesting?
The population is getting younger in Philadelphia. And the population in Philadelphia, I believe, is becoming more politically potent. In terms of our local elected officials, they do participate in elections. I've seen a higher participation rate among the young people that are moving into the developing areas of Philadelphia.
That's actually a really good thing. I mean,
yes, it is.
You know, fresh people who are interested, who are going to get involved. You know, how can you beat that? And Derek, what do you see as trends?
As trends. I'm not really a politician, but I do see the demographics changing in the city, and younger people are getting more active in the political process. We've seen that in the last mayoral election, and I think there's more to come in our next mayoral election that's coming up pretty soon.
Now I'm just going to take a little twist on this. Let's say I'm a business, and I see this is happening, that the city is getting younger, a little more affluent, much more interested and involved, interested in the arts. You know, how would I want to place my business to take advantage of that?
there's different ways by learning the trends of the neighborhood, learning where those types of people want to live at. So there's a lot of neighborhoods now that have a lot of different kinds of variety shops. In South Philadelphia, there's a lot of different restaurants and different themed businesses like dog clothes and all those kind of things that we normally wouldn't see on Broad Street or on Market Street. They're just popping up in all these different neighborhoods. So,
and if I was more like a high tech company and I wanted access to these younger people that might have technical skills that I wanted, how would I determine how to place my business close to them?
Again, by determining where they're living at, because I know you've seen all the bike racks. It amazes me how many bike racks there are now. Before there weren't that many, but
now they have bike lanes.
And they got bike lanes and they got bike racks. So
and they're usually all good at computers.
You'd be able to see where those people are living at, so you can market your business and those employment opportunities to those people, because they are here with the university that the area has. There's a large talent pool, and the way the job market is, you'd be able to position yourself to get some high-quality employees.
And it's interesting that what Derek says, because if you look at Philadelphia, it's probably one of the cities that has some of the finest universities in the country.
Oh, absolutely.
And the areas around the University of Pennsylvania, Temple University, and other universities are really booming. Those areas are really starting to come up, and a lot of the students that are there are very computer-savvy.
I just visited Temple University a week ago for the first time in many years, and I was amazed. For a second, I thought I was in, like, mini Broadway. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, they had the lights and the ticker tape machines and everything. It was amazing, absolutely amazing.
Temple has come a long way. Even when I was looking, I graduated high school in 95, and I was like, go to Temple. I was like, I don't think so. Now it's a world class. I'm sure it was before, but it's a world class university. Their sports now are a lot better than they were. They always had the basketball team, and now they have a football team, and they're really recruiting some high quality students.
Is Temple a place that people want to locate into, or it's not quite there yet?
There's still a lot of investment property. They're invested in the students there. The student Temple is still growing. I know if you talk to the administration, they might not say so, but they are still growing. They're taking larger and larger freshman classes, and they're staying. So there's a lot of opportunity there to house these students, and there's a lot of people taking advantage of that student housing market.
And they're located in a big artery where you have Broad Street, and its proximity to Center City. You can go out into the burbs from Broad Street. So I think Temple University, if you look at the area around Temple University, a lot of student housing is going up. And it's not owned by the university. Private investors are investing money.
Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was wondering about that. I've also been down at University City, and I noticed construction like crazy down there. But I think that's mostly University of Pennsylvania and Drexel. But I'm not really sure.
Well, the students have to live somewhere. And one of the problems that we were having in Philadelphia was that there was no dormitory space. So Temple University used to be a commuter college where people commuted and then went back home. Now more and more students are coming from around the country to go to Temple, so we need more student housing. And private investors are taking advantage of that. I mean, there's a demand, and they're going to meet that demand by constructing, buying properties, fixing them up, and turning them into dormitories.
University of Penn is a special place, though. They, again, I talk about Pennsylvania a lot, but University of Pennsylvania has one of the best housing programs for its faculty and staff anywhere in the country. They will help you live in that particular area if you want to stay there. For anybody that works for the university, they have a special program for their faculty and staff to live near campus. So when you have that kind of mixture of professors and educators and doctors and lawyers in that area, it changes the whole neighborhood.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say I was interested in buying a property, and I'm young, I'm just getting started, I have a good job, it's stable, I have reasonable income. What is the price ranges available for somebody like that in the Philadelphia area?
It depends on what area of the city you want to live in. Some areas of the city you can still pick up properties dirt cheap, and there's a lot of sweat equity that goes into making those properties
like what?
Livable. You'll notice a lot of the young urban professionals are buying a property, like in the art museum area, for example. They came in with sweat equity, did a lot of the work themselves, so they saved a lot of money on having to hire contractors to come in and rehab the properties. They're doing it themselves. I had neighbors that spent almost 3 years rehabbing their property.
What would be an example of a price in that area for a house that needed a lot of work?
Probably about $100,000, wouldn't you say?
In the art museum area?
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little bit more than that now because it's so popular. I can give you an example of a house that we sold at my company. We sold it to the guy maybe in about 2001. He bought it for $40,000. He turned around and sold it in 2005, and he sold it for $300,000. So that's how demand increased for that area so much. But a fixer-upper in the Fairmount Art Museum area is going to cost you more than $100,000.
What about the other areas of the city?
Those are going up. For example, I live in Fishtown, and we paid in the 70s, and our houses there are going like for $200,000 and up.
So if you're an investor, you want to get in right now because it's going to cost you more in a little while.
Absolutely.
This is the time
more millionaires are made in these bad times than when there are good times, because you're able to get the properties a lot cheaper, or you're able to buy stocks a lot cheaper. So when the market does turn around, you're in position to liquidate your assets and take advantage of some of the stuff that you did before. But it is a great time right now to buy property.
Okay, you're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR. 1540 AM. You can also listen to us at www.betweentheminutes.com. We'll be right back.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the AES YMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, talking to you about CyberSoft. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Having 20 years of experience, CyberSoft protects many platforms, including Microsoft Windows. So for the best antivirus security, visit www.cyber.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. For the best in protection, remember, in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4745. Or visit www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes on WNWR, 1540 AM, Philadelphia, and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Our guests are Wilfredo Will Rojas and Derek Jackson. So we're talking about real estate, and you're basically telling me now's the time to get in. We're at the bottom. It's climbing. And that's in the city. How about in the suburbs?
There's a lot of construction in the suburbs, a lot of new construction that's going up in the suburban areas, and people are actually buying those homes.
And what about other areas? Is this a national trend or just a Philadelphia trend?
I think it's probably more of a local trend because places really? Like Nevada are being hit hard. Florida's being hit hard. There's some states that are really depressed in this economy.
We always say real estate is local. You have to go on your local economy. And Philadelphia, like I said, wasn't hit that hard. But there's a lot of inventory out there, so you can still get a good deal in Philadelphia and the surrounding counties.
Wow. I know that Florida is definitely being hit really hard, that there's a lot of people who are waiting years to sell their house to move back north. You know, it's really
40 or 50% of what they paid for it in Florida and Nevada and Arizona. Arizona's really bad, too.
Now, Philadelphia has always had an interesting relationship with New York in that a lot of people have lived down this area and then took the train into New York to work in Manhattan. Are you seeing a lot of people from New York coming down?
I actually see a lot of investors coming in from New York City to Philadelphia and purchasing properties and then flipping them or renting them out. And I also see people that are relocating from New York to Philadelphia because the housing market in New York is so high.
How about you, Dirk?
Same as Wilfredo. There's a lot of investors coming down that are trying to buy property here because real estate in New York is still relatively expensive. To live in Brooklyn, not even mention Manhattan, but live in Brooklyn, Staten Island, it's going to cost you a little bit more than it is to find that same style house here in Philadelphia. So there's a lot of investors coming down from New York buying houses. A lot of homeowners are buying in the Allentown area. It's not that far of a drive. You cross and get to New York City a lot quicker than you can Philadelphia.
And the Poconos, I've seen a big trend in the
Poconos too.
It's 2 hours from New York to the Poconos, and it's the same distance from Philadelphia to the Poconos. And I see a lot of – you get more house for the money in the Poconos than you do in New York City.
Wow. And they have good coffee in the Poconos. The McDonald's up there that I like has Lavazza coffee, which is my favorite coffee.
Well, I don't know how they stand that cold weather up there, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you just get used to it. So – if I wanted to buy a house in the Philadelphia area and I needed to – I just all I knew was I want to buy a house. I want to be in the Philadelphia area.
You'll come to home real estate.
Come to home real estate. And Dirk, do you have the same opinion here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you seek out one of our staff here, Wilfredo, myself. Like, at home real estate, we do have about 35 agents, so we have enough to help you.
But let's say you got one of those lost souls that came in and said – hey, I want to be in the Philadelphia area, but I don't know if I want to be in the city or in the suburbs. I don't know if I want to be in the north or the south. And I don't know anything else. Real quick, a checklist from each of you. What kind of things do people need to consider when deciding where they want to buy?
First of all, affordability. Can you afford the house that you want? Second, are you going to be able to make those monthly payments on that house that you want? And do you have a secure job that's going to have longevity where you're not going to lose your job and then see yourself facing a foreclosure. I really caution people, don't have a champagne taste on a Pepsi-Cola budget. Make sure that the house that you're going to purchase, you can reasonably afford.
Good advice, good advice. What about schools?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that's one. What are your plans? What are your future plans in the next 7 years? Are you going to start a family? What are the schools like? And also, that goes for your size of your house. What kind of size of your house do you need? Are your children grown, and you have to downsize later? So would it make sense to buy a bigger house? And also the proximity to what you like to do or your employment. You need to ask yourself those questions, and that will help narrow down the places that you may want to live.
And some things like if you have reduced mobility, those would be concerns. You might even want to be within walking distance of like a mom-and-pop grocery store or something.
Absolutely. That's the one, the convenience of living in the city, that there are those kind of stores and things near you in the city compared to the suburbs where you have to get in a car and drive to them.
Okay. Will, I understand that you like to eat.
Yes, I do.
Do you have a favorite recipe?
Arroz con pollo that my wife makes. It's rice with chicken. It's yellow rice, and the chicken gets put into the rice. And it tastes – I mean, we had it over the holidays, and it's to die for.
Oh, wow. Well, obviously our listeners are all going to want it. Can we get the recipe?
I don't have the recipe, but I can get it to you. If my wife would call us and she's listening to this program, she can give you the recipe over the air.
Well, we won't have time for that, but we will put it up on the website.
Okay.
And, Dirk, what about you?
I'm a bachelor, so I'm going to say the Capitol Grill.
The Capitol Grill. Okay. All right, and do you have a favorite dish there?
The ribeye, the bone and ribeye. So,
well, I think I know the recipe for that. Buy a ribeye, put it on the grill. Uh-huh. You know, so that's great. Well, we're starting to run out of time. You're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM and live on the web at WNWR.com. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. Your guests are Will Rojas and Derek Jackson. And thank you for listening. Listen to us again next week on WNWR.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
Hello, this is Barry Reisman with Klezmer every weekday morning at 9 right here at WNWR. We've got Andy Statman, the Klezmatics, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Brave Old World, Dave Tarris, Giora Feidman. You'll also hear Paul Zim, Bruce Adler, Chava Abrazina, and so much more. Comedy, contests, prizes, your phone calls, and lots of fun. It's a great new way to start your day. Weekday mornings at 9 at 1540. WNWR.
Man, this sweet tea from McDonald's is the real deal. We got to put folks onto this.
I'm going to post it on Twitter.
You going to send a sweet tea tweet?
I'm going to send a Mickey D's sweet tea a straight up legit tweet.
Man, I'm going to retweet that sweet tea tweet all up and down the street.
Okay, now you just tripping.
Spread that sweet tea love to your social network. Right now, get 32 ice cold ounces of refreshing sweet tea for just a buck at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. 32 ounces refers to average contents filled.
This is Shari. Right now, she's texting, talking, and updating her status, all while on her way to meet friends for lunch. And these are her friends. But there's one thing that gets their full focus. The arresting, mouth-watering flavor of McDonald's burgers. Like the tangy taste of Big Mac, the beefy, cheesy, beefy double quarter pounder with cheese, and the lip-smacking flavor of an Angus third pounder. All that deliciousness commands their full attention. Yours, too. The simple joy of being wrapped up in flavor. At participating McDonald's.
The hottest movie of the summer is coming to you live on ice. Disney on Ice presents Disney Pixar's Toy Story 3. Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Jessie, Han, Rex, and the Toy Story gang star in an action-packed show that takes thrills to infinity and beyond. The toys face their most daring adventure yet in a race to escape from Sunnyside Daycare. Plus, meet a whole new cast of characters including Barbie, Ken, Stretch, and Lotso Huggin' Bear. No toy gets left behind in this hilarious, unpredictable adventure. Disney on Ice presents Disney Pixar's Toy Story 3, also featuring memorable moments from Toy Story and Toy Story 2. Bring your family and friends to see the toys take over your town.
The fun begins at just $15. Additional fees may apply. Tickets on sale at ComcastTix.com. Playing Wells Fargo Center December 23rd through January 2nd.
Here's an important message from Shalom Memorial Park. Because of the special bond that Shalom has established with the Jewish community, it's imperative to inform you that there will be a major price increase, effective January 1st.